This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Resource Center. Good afternoon. I'm Frida Liu. The NCII is an innovation management tool developed by agency Inovasi Malaysia, AIM, that will guide companies to embrace innovation through a comprehensive overview of crucial areas that need to be managed to boost their innovativeness. Can a return on innovation investment be measured? And if so, how? I'm here with Abdullah Arshad, the Executive VP of Corporate Sector Innovation and Strategic Impact Projects. Welcome. And so the NCII, which stands for the National Corporate Innovation Index, right? What is it exactly?
National Corporate Innovation Index is actually an innovation management method where innovation can be implemented within corporation in a more systematic and a more structured way. And it covers a few key elements that will help corporation identify what are the areas that in order for a company to innovate, these are the areas that they really have to really look at.
Yeah, because how did this initiative come about, and how was it developed?
Yeah, it started off from our council, and it is actually trying to look at developing a tool where it is can be replicable, can be utilized by many organizations in order for the companies to start to organize themselves to be innovative. Because most companies and most company CEOs or even company leaders, corporation, wants their organization to be innovative. But how? Right. What are the areas they're supposed to look at? Where is the handle? How do they deal with this at the board level? So this is something that we have actually spent a lot of effort trying to develop something to be able to be used as a guide, as a tool for any corporation that we are actually have tested within all the 12 national key economy areas, be it from plantation to manufacturing to even a station of like this.
Like a radio station.
Can also use those guidelines, key areas of innovation that we have developed.
Otherwise, you always hear people say, be innovative, but there is no process to it. Now, are there other bodies that are looking at innovation as well other than AIM?
As we all know, innovation is a very big spectrum from commercialization to education and whatnot. But when it comes to corporate innovation, innovating the companies, the corporation, small and big, at the moment, only agency Inovasi Malaysia is actually going into this together with some of our partners, like Nation Productivity Center, Securities Commission, KL Bursa, and all those, because of this particular area is very linked to sustainability of Malaysian companies. And we would like to see Malaysian companies be innovative and to increase their revenue where it contributes very much to our economy.
Right. How was NCII developed? I understand it was a journey that started in 2012.
Yes. It started off with we looking at all the government-linked companies. There are 18 of them. And it was originally led by Kazana, where we worked with all the government-linked investment companies to look at how we could be able to understand the level of innovation within the 18 JLCs. With that the journey started as we are actually embarking into more commercialized area. We start looking at the public listed companies within Malaysia, and that's how the NCII was developed.
Right. Okay. So, I guess all companies understand they need to be innovative and sustainable. So, how did they be one? I understand that the NCII has areas that look into it.
Yes. Within the workshop, we will share the 8 elements, and it starts off with the organization. Any organization, for that matter, will have to develop their strategy. It has to be able to really look at the leadership within the organization as we know, innovation is not democratic. It does not go from the grassroots up. It has to be top down. The management, the leadership will have to, we will have to put a stand on what kind of level of risk they want to take. And then as they are actually embarking on getting people to be participating, I mean the employees will be participating, giving ideas, how do they capture these ideas? And how, from the ideas to then implement it, how do you execute those projects and whatnot? And at the same time, one of the other elements is also collaboration. Who do they collaborate? Sometimes they forget that their suppliers, their vendors are actually the people who they should work with in innovating their products, for instance. And collaborating with the universities, collaborating with the grant recipients and whatnot, it is all embedded in the strategy.
Okay. So, when you meet these companies, you know, of course, I'm going to ask, why do companies need to be innovative? Is that still something, a conversation that you still have to bring up with companies now?
Basically, most of the companies, as I said, wants to be innovative in their own way because of they know most companies, company leaders know to be innovative is also linked very strongly with sustainability.
Mm.
They want their business to last for a long period of time.
Right.
I mean, to be sustainable over the years. Because there is the word innovative, disruptive innovation.
Yeah.
Where some new stuff that has been, some new products have been developed, some new processes that have been developed. The old processes, if they are not really ready to reinvent themselves, they can be wiped out overnight.
Yeah.
So corporations know that they, in order for them to be able to be sustainable, they have to be nimble enough to transform, to reinvent themselves, to innovate in order for them to be able to continue producing, charting up good revenues year over year, and to be relevant with the current the customers of the day.
You know, I've been reading this book called Disrupt Yourself, and you know, this gentleman Jay Summit, he was saying that a lot of times what happens with disruption is that identifying loopholes in the value chain, and big organizations have a problem of doing that because they're so used to a certain process.
Right.
It's very difficult to change. So these eight areas that you cover would look into that.
Yes, and because the moment you know where can these loopholes be, for instance, the one that you are specifically mentioned, it is in the area of process.
Mm.
Process can be, for example, from A to B, to get to B, there are 7 processes.
Mm.
But along the line, as technology being developed, there are maybe more non-value-added activity already in some of the process. Then you can cut it from 7 to maybe 4 to
right.
maybe 2. And then with that, the cycle time will be much faster. And that's innovating.
Hmm.
So the loopholes that you said is now is the area where you must keep on continuing to really dig up the opportunities that they have in innovating. Because innovation is not just about an invention.
Mm-hmm.
It is about process, it's about your business model, it's about your branding, it's about your design. There's a big area, and we will discuss this in the workshop to be able to really make them aware in their kind of industry what is the most, the most important innovation that can create more value to their
right.
business.
All right. And so there's one area as well in terms of the return of innovation index. That's also measured.
Yes, that's measuring, for instance, when you invest in innovation. Invest means you invest in your people,
mm-hmm.
invest in your R&D and whatnot. What kind of returns will you get?
Mm-hmm.
This is something that most CEOs were very much interested to know because of if they spend their money in this area, when are they going to get back?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of form? And this particular exercise will require financial inputs and also an accounting system.
Mm.
Agency Innovasi Malaysia is collaborating with ACCA UK in order to develop a proper accounting system which is consistent with the current accounting practice in order for it to be able to be traced in the event where if you have certain revenue, you know exactly how much of your revenue is actually contributed through innovation.
Right. Okay, so how can companies participate in the NCII program? We'll discuss that with Abdullah Arshad from Agency Innovasi Malaysia after this in Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Boleh Fikir Mendalam, BFM 89.9.
It's Resource Center. I'm Frida Liu. I'm speaking to Abdullah Arshad from Agency Innovasi Malaysia. We're talking about the National Corporate Innovation Index, NCII for short, and how this will set the path for companies to be innovative. Now, do you find that when approaching companies, it's easy to get them to participate in this? Because I can also imagine a CEO, they're always just like concerned about the next quarter, how much I'm making, the bottom line, and it's like, you know, my job here is 2-3 years.
Yeah. True. It is not that easy because of not everyone will just embrace this subject easily. That's why we are on air. We would like people, as many people, to listen to this because of we have run a few workshops. 100% of the participants from, these are representing for all the public listed companies, 100% of the participants are saying this is very good tool.
It's crucial.
Yeah, and most of them have invited me to talk to their board, to talk to their CEOs and whatnot. And it shows that I'm happy that some of them were even willing to be a testimonial, that some of them are actually already started using it. So last week, we had the launch of the NCII by Yang Berhormat Dato' Masikyong, Minister of Prime Minister's Department in KL Convention Centre. And we invited about 30 CEOs together, and we have a chat. Some of them who has already attended, some of them personally has attended, has vouched, saying that the area, the corporate index that we have developed are very, very helpful. And that makes it, we are pretty confident that any organization will come into the workshop, which is at no charge.
Right.
And we also have developed a software where this software is an evaluation tool that are given to all these companies to utilize. That's within. And most of the participating companies are given the use of the software that we have developed. This to ease the way and how to manage innovation within our companies.
And I guess what gets measured gets done.
Exactly. That was the exact words that we use.
Okay.
Because of, in order for you to be able to run innovation projects within any organization, it has to be properly managed. You just cannot simply let it loose. Because otherwise, it will just, finish off at just at the ideation stage.
Right.
It doesn't get it through to be implemented.
We've had enough of the ideation.
Yes.
It's now down to execution.
Exactly.
Okay, so can all companies participate in the NCII program? Is it accessible to all companies?
Yes, it is accessible to all Malaysian companies. Let me just word the Malaysian, because we would like the Malaysian companies to have this first. The multinationals would love to have this because of this is something new. And any Malaysian companies would just, we have actually sent out few hundred invitations to participate in a workshop throughout the country. We plan to have it done within all the corridors, the southern corridor. We were in Johor this week. We will be in Johor this week in Iskandar. We will be then with the northern corridor in the following week, Sabah, Sarawak, the CDA, the SCORE group, because we would like to cover as many as Malaysian companies as possible.
Right.
But for companies which are interested and who's hearing this, we just have to go to the Agency Innovasi website and just say that I would like to participate, and we will do the rest.
Okay. And is when you say to all companies, that's inclusive of SMEs as well?
At the moment, we are targeting for the big boys, for the bigger organization, because of the NCII is very much tailored towards a company which already has a unit of business development group or innovation unit to be able to run this. But then as the strategy is actually we need the big boys to start knowing this, because of that will be our next round where we will start addressing the small and medium-sized industries. But sometimes even an SME is also big in a sense that they have more than 100 people.
Yes.
They have sales out of 250 million. They are classified as SME, but they can also, because of it's also relevant to them.
All right. And, I think it's not a question that innovative companies do outperform the innovative companies, right? How are we seeing this on a global level? I mean, why should we be worried?
Yeah. The studies have shown that innovative companies, which was traced, but we were looking at the 8 elements that we are looking at. And these are the exact areas that the companies has been measured, either in the Fortune 500 or within the Malaysian companies itself. Over a period of 25 years, it has been charted that most of the companies which are having these innovative elements outperform the non-innovative companies. And over a certain period of time, they are no more in the charts because of innovation is very much linked towards sustainability, ability to continue reinventing, be relevant. And some of the big names we all know are no more there now.
Right.
So that is something that we also share within in the workshop so that we can see and understand what are the causes of some of these organizations to not be in the charts anymore.
What happened?
What happened to these companies?
Right.
And some of these companies are not said that they are not well run.
Right.
They are run by very good people, but they are no more in the charts because of so many things. Disruptive innovation, there are things that you have to reinvent themselves. Processes are still using the old method. Their costs are getting higher and higher. And those things are actually very much, as we know today, just as we speak, the Generation Y today, you know, they bring their own device to work or whatnot. So how does the company deal with that? These are the changing times when you don't send emails anymore. People have other modes of communication, which is very fast. We WhatsApp, we chat, we do all those kind of stuff. And those are signs that things are going to change.
Yeah.
And some of the jobs that are available today are not going to be in existence maybe less than 10 years from now.
Right.
So we got to start knowing how to reinvent ourselves, how to be able to transform into a more relevant kind of business model. So innovation is the way.
You know, I was just sharing a story. You know, I mean, I've seen radio stations when it was vinyls and then it was CDs. And then after that, you know, now everything's on the computer. You know, next we'll be getting rid of the presenter. So be ready, be warned. I guess, okay, so what do you hope NCII will achieve in the next, you know, 3 to 4 years? What do you hope the country will be like with innovative companies?
It is pretty straightforward. Our key innovator for Agency Innovasi Malaysia is we want Malaysian companies to be starting to know how to innovate and be innovative. Because as we know...
All the time.
Yes. Because imagine, just a small blip and revenue growth within the companies that are actually through innovation. Imagine that cumulatively how much is that towards, what do you call that, it's contributing to our GDP or to our national economy. It's billions of dollars. So most of the moving into being a developed nation, we have to really prepare our organization or our local private sector are the main sector which are actually the main contributor to our GDP. So that's why it is very important that our private sector is innovative.
And I guess just you know, another thought is like with companies as well, you know, does innovation have to happen very quickly? You know, sometimes, or do they know that, you know, your return on innovation, sometimes some things take a little bit longer. You know, so is that an understanding? Is it a fair statement?
Yes. Because of, as we said, when we partner with ACCA UK, when we were trying to what they call it, evaluate the kind of depreciation on the investment that you put in, it varies. Some of the investment will be within 3 years.
Right.
Some of them are within 5 years you can get the results. And the way and how the open innovation that works now with collaboration, those days when you want to make a new car model, for instance, it would take you 7 years. But with the new technology and people are more innovative with rapid prototyping and more shared platform of innovation, the 7 years now is brought down to 3 years. And I'm not surprised that eventually a car manufacturer will just need about 1.5 years to come up with a new model.
Right.
So those are things that we see innovation actually is driving through technology, through processes, to the new methods on how to do things. And in order for you to be there, to be able to compete with the industries that are within the global, we will have to have our mission companies to be at that level, to be able to be what you call competitive, and at the same time charting out good revenues due to the fact that they are being competitive themselves by being innovative.
All right. Thanks for being with us and shedding some light
much,
on the National Corporate Innovation Index, NCII. You can go to the website to get more information and to participate. I've been speaking to Abdul Arshad from Agency Innovasi Malaysia Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.